Welcome back to Ancient New, and thanks again for letting us try this little experiment all week. Please let us know if you found it helpful. We'll definitely run it back. We've loved making these little episodes. Today, we have another episode of You Tell Us, in which we've asked some of our friends to give a short talk on what it looks like for them to make their walk with the Lord their top priority. You're going to be hearing from a man who is one of the biggest encouragers of Ancient and New. He's a dad, a husband, a realtor, and the best golf coach, in our opinion, in all of East Tennessee. We hope you enjoy the final episode of You Tell Us by Austin White.
What's up, goats? T. Coxley Younger, thanks for inviting me to give some thoughts, you know, despite me just getting burned on your Bible study podcast all the time for being a Kentucky fan. Hey, you asked, with a busy schedule, how do I keep my relationship with the Lord a priority? Great question. Working real estate full time, my days look different from one day to the next. Some days I'm slammed and some days I'm open. But with that said, how do I keep my relationship with the Lord a priority? Something in me a year ago changed. Or I should say, I could feel this yearning to want to know my Lord in a deeper way, or you could even say fall more in love with Him. Prior to that, I was just used to a normal routine of waking up early in the morning, reading, and then just kind of going about my day, not really engaging Him, making Him do the work to show up or try to talk to me. I was only really listening to myself. And I'd heard this term spiritual practices within the church that before last year, I, you know, wasn't really concerned about, but coming to know, they're just more so concentrated efforts for me to show up and engage the Father so I can be reminded that He is Lord and that I can speak freely and openly to Him. In a couple ways, I try to do that. And let me say, I do these things in as a way to be. It's not a legalistic way to earn His favor. He already loves me just because I'm His. Some of the spiritual practices would be praying the Psalms. I have a Psalm for each day that I've been doing for over a year or so now and hope to do for a long time. And I'm excited one day to even look back through the seasons and see how He used the Psalms to shape me and who I'm becoming. Another spiritual practice would be praying through the times. So through the church, they've used 6 a.m., noon, or 6 p.m. Don't exactly have to be that. Just more of times set through the day for me to make an effort to say, I'm going to stop what I'm doing from a work standpoint simply to remind myself that You are my master and I'm Your little boy. And just try to stop and see if I can listen to Him and what He wants me to hear and talk to me. And I even use singing as another way. That may not necessarily be a spiritual practice, but I believe that making a concentrated effort to sing to Him and to worship Him has been something that's been very life-giving to me. So anybody out there listening, I hope that you feel encouraged and know that you can do the same.
A rising sun has come from heaven to shine on those living in darkness.